We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're starting Perek Shlishi, the third chapter, Chafei Amud Bet. Ra'u Bet Din V'chol Yisrael. If the Beis Din saw the new moon, and everyone saw it, Nechtiru Ha'idim. They even questioned the witnesses. Ve'lo Espiku Lomar Mekudash Ad Shechashicha. And the courts did not have an opportunity to declare Mekudash, it's a new month, before it grew dark, so they can't do it at night. So tough luck, that's it. Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Instead of the previous month having 29 days, the month is going to have 30 days, and the first of the month is going to be tomorrow. You'll tell me astronomically it's inaccurate, right? But the month is defined by the courts, and if the courts couldn't do it, so that's it. So then the previous month will have 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is going to be the next day. Even though everyone saw it. So it's pretty public that we're off astronomically. Fine. Ra'u Bet Din Bilvad. What happens if the only ones who saw it were the courts themselves? So why can't they just declare it a new moon? No, says the Mishnah, what we do is Yamdu Shnayim. Two of the courts stand in testimony, V'eidu Bifnayim, and they'll testify. They'll get together another court and they'll testify. And then they'll sanctify.
But it's possible that the people of Bet Din during the only ones to see the new.
No other witnesses showed up.
Ra'u
shlosha vehen Bet Din. Let's say three people saw the new moon, and they themselves are the Beis Din, so that doesn't help. Yamdu shnayim v'yoshivum chavreim etzel ha'echid v'yeidu bifnehem yomum kudash mekudash. So two give testimony, and you bring in new people, some friends, to sit in on the court, and then they say mekudash mekudash shen ha'echid neman edatzmo. One person can't declare the new moon on his own. You have to have a full court. You can't have one guy sitting as court and the other two as witnesses, and that's enough. Even though in other areas we say that one person can sit in judgment. Technically, you could have a single judge if the people agree to it. Not in this.
This Bet Din needed to have three people, no?
Yeah.
And need to be on their level of Torah, or it could be someone else, like anyone.
No, anyone. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Lama li lemit nirau Bet Din v'chol Yisrael." Why does the Mishnah say if the court saw it and everyone saw it? But you didn't get a chance to question the witnesses. What do I care if everyone saw it? Itztich. No, the Mishnah had to say that. It's teaching me the following. Salka dait chamina. Hoil v'ru betin m'chol Yisrael. Ipal siman lea v'lo lea bua. I would have thought, being that everyone saw the new moon. So, it's public now. It's famous. Everyone knows that the month started today. And that the previous month should have 29 days. So if the courts didn't get their act together for whatever reason, maybe you shouldn't go against what everyone knows. It's making a mockery of the courts. You're going to say the new moon is tomorrow. No, it isn't. Everyone knows it was yesterday. So maybe we would factor that in. And that's why the Mishnah said, even if everyone saw it, if the courts didn't manage to sanctify it, to say Mekudash, so that's it, you lost it. Bekevan detana le'ra'u Bet Din v'chol Yisrael nechiru ha'edim lamali. So the Gemara says, okay, so I understand what I learned from that. Why does the Mishnah have to give me another detail that even though you already questioned the witnesses, if you didn't finish off the ruling, so then the new month begins a day later. Why is that detail important that they questioned the witnesses? Says the Gemara, "Hachi kamar." What the Mishnah says is, "Inami nechkiru ha'edim lo aspiku lomar mekudash ad shechashicha, hare ze meubar." It's giving you another option. It's saying everyone saw it. So technically, if everyone saw it, so we know it's the new moon. Why do I need to say that the witnesses were questioned? If everyone saw it, then what do you need to question the witnesses for? You know it's the new moon. So the Gemara says, Yeah, you're right. That's talking about a different scenario. You have to read the Mishnah as a pause. Ra'u Beit Din v'chol Yisrael, pause. That was case number one. Now, case number two. Nechkiru Eidim v'lo spiku l'mal mekudash. Case number two is if you question the witnesses and you verify that it's a new moon, it's not a continuation of the previous case. Even though you verified it, but you just didn't give the final ruling before it got dark, that's it. Tough luck. V'kivan detana ad shechashecha harei ze mubar, lama li lemidne chakirat ha'edim klal? So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me that if the court saw it, and everyone saw it, so obviously if when everyone saw it, you're saying if you didn't get the job done by nightfall, then you lost it. So then, for sure, in a situation where you questioned the witnesses, but you didn't get the job done by nightfall, you lost it, the new month is going to start a day late. Why do I need that? It's the Gemara says, no, that's teaching me. I would have thought that just like when I have a regular court case, I say, if you started judging the case, but you didn't finish, if you started by day, you could finish by night. So I might have thought that questioning the witnesses constitutes the beginning of the court case. And declaring the new month constitutes the conclusion of the case. If you started, if you already questioned them by day, so then I might have thought maybe then you could declare the new month by night. That's what the Mishnah came to teach me in that line. Even though you questioned them, if you didn't finalize by day, then you lost it. The next day is going to be the beginning of the month. So again, sar kadai techamina, I would have thought, tehev chakirat edim kitchilat din, that the questioning of the witnesses would constitute the beginning of judgment. Umkudash mikudash kigmal din, and the declaration of the sanctification of the month should constitute the conclusion of the judgment. And then you should be allowed to sanctify the month at night, just as you would in monetary issues. That by monetary issues, the Mishnah says, you judge by day, but if you started judging by day, you can come to a conclusion at night, so long as you started the judgment by day. You might say, so then maybe here too, you should be allowed to sanctify the month to come to a conclusion by night. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah came to teach us, that no, even though you started the questioning by day, you have to come to a conclusion by day. Veimachinamis, the Gemara says, wait a second, but that's a good idea. Why don't you say that? Maybe you should say that once you question the witnesses by day, you should be allowed to reach a conclusion by night. Says the Gemara, no, you can't do that, because the Pasuk says, Amalkra, Ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat leElohei Yaakov. Eim ata vichok bigmal din vekakar leRachman haMishpat maMishpat bayom afach anami bayom. The Torah says Ki chok liYisrael hu. This is the statute of Israel. What's the statute of Israel? The declaration of the new month. So the finalization of the new month, that declaration is called chok, and it's also called mishpat. Just like mishpat must be by day, you can't do judgment by night. You say, if you started by day, that's good enough. But you agree with me that judgment has to be by day. You're just saying, if you started the judgment by day, that's called that you did it by day. But you see that the chok is like the mishpat, that you have to decide by day on the new month. That we derive from the pasuk, ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat leElohei Yaakov.
Where do we get the ruling that we cannot there will be no bet din by night?
Where do we get the ruling that what?
But there is no bet din at night.
It says, "Vaya biyom anchilot banav et asher yelo." Biyom anchilot banav, we learn out that you give over an inheritance in court, specifically biyom, by day. Ra'uhu beit din. If the court saw the new moon, so then if they alone saw it, so two of them will testify. What do I need testimony for? If the courts themselves could accept testimony, they could listen to someone else testify as to what they saw, and then they will declare the new month. So if they themselves saw it, obviously that should be even better than hearing someone else's testimony about what they saw. How could it be that hearing someone's testimony carries more weight than seeing it yourself? That's not logical. Amar Rabbi Zera, kegon shera'uhu balayla. Rabbi Zera says, you're right. If they'd see the new moon before nighttime, then the courts themselves could declare the new moon. They don't need to hear anyone's witness, anyone's testimony. We're talking about a situation where they saw it, and it's too late. It's nighttime. They cannot declare the new month now. So now what's going to happen? Tomorrow morning, they have to declare it. If they saw it, and tomorrow morning they have to declare, well, tomorrow morning they're not seeing it. Then they're going based on what they saw last night. So that, we say, okay, so give it over as testimony to someone else. Meaning, if they see the new moon right now, so then we say, okay, what you see, you can sanctify. You could say, that's the new moon, and we declare this the new month. Fine. But if you don't see anything right now, so you're going based on what you remember you saw last night, so there's nothing here to do their Kiddush HaChodesh on. Okay, so that's that's it. Okay. Tosa says a different line of reasoning. He says that the idea is, what do we say? That what you saw is no less than what you heard, right? Okay. But you wouldn't have been able to listen to testimony at night, right? So by the same token, what you saw at night cannot be more powerful than your Kal Vachomer. Your Kal Vachomer is just like, if I heard it now, I'd sanctify it. So too, what I see now, I could sanctify. That's true. If what you'd hear now, you could sanctify. But if you saw it at a time that you wouldn't have been able to hear it, then you don't have any Kal Vachomer. So again, the question comes up, okay, fine. So, but why not say what I saw last night should carry as much weight as what I hear today? I myself saw it. Meaning Tosus deals with one technical aspect, Rashi deals with another technical aspect, but logically the question still stands. Why? So Rashi sticks in a Chiddush. Rashi says there you have to sanctify something. Meaning Rashi seems to connect that the sanctification of the moon is connected to the witnesses. It's not just a verification of facts. Meaning if you would have asked me, I would say, yeah, the Torah tells you, get the testimony about the new moon. Now that you know there was a new moon, go and sanctify the new month. But after you've accepted the testimony, your sanctification has nothing to do with them. Rashi seems to say that no, your sanctification is connected. There has to be something here that starts off the sanctification process, that your sanctification is connected to. And when you have a new moon that you saw, so it's connected to that. When you have testimony, it's connected to that. When all you have is a memory of what you saw last night, then there's nothing to connect to. So then the question is, what is that? What does that mean? What's that connection between the sanctification and the testimony? Rashi uses an interesting lashon. Rashi says, "Shiru balayla hilkach lemachar ilav shmiya al mayekadshu." And when they see it, men al mayekadshu, on the vision. I don't know how that works. I don't know. Rashi's teaching us a chiddush in the whole system of kiddush achosh, but I don't know what that chiddush is. Up. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow night.